Hi, this is Corey of the Audio Collective. I'm here at Fireside and Wyatt's podcast, Haven of Bliss podcast.
Thanks for visiting, Corey.
Yes. I'm the featured guest and also the host. Guest host.
Took over already. He's already holding the mic.
It's already kind of like Saturday Night Live. It's Sunday night.
Live at the Fire.
And we haven't been working all week on the repertoire. Wyatt's been in town in Jackson.
Enjoying every minute of it.
Every single minute.
Yeah, right. I'm just glad not to be in the prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost Memorial Day, Memorial Day Eve.
Yeah, so we're sitting by the fire in the Merritt's house.
Yeah, I just made a bad joke about 9/11.
Yeah, because the embers were coming down from the sky.
Yeah, it got real nostalgic.
Yeah. And there's much cooking going on.
Yeah.
Of marshmallows and hot dogs.
And it's not just me and Corey either. We got a lot of people around here.
Three of the girls here, maybe four of the girls here attending, are wearing the same colored shirts.
Dude, I'm like going to school and being successful and not being a bum anymore, and that's cool. And I never want to leave Detroit, but I have to move back to UFC, so I'm a little sad about that. And I spend the second half of the summer in Jackson. I'm pretty sure I am, so I'm pretty excited about that.
This is Esther.
Yeah, this is Esther. You're live on the Wyatt Haven of Bliss podcast.
Dude.
Yeah, now you're going to be famous on the web.
And I still use the word dude.
Yeah.
We are usually straight out of Chicago, but today we're in Jackson, Michigan, having a little firefighter fest.
I currently go to UMD Jesuit, where I make fun of them and tell them they're too liberal, and they think I'm a stuffy little conservative, but I have a good time.
All right.
They're really nice people, you know. Be happy.
Don't worry. Yeah, we don't have a lot of meaningful things to say. We just kind of relax in life and enjoy.
It's like is the real issue in life, like, between conservative and liberal? Because sometimes, like, you have to change, and sometimes you have to say the same, you know?
I just want to say that I'm a right winger who recycles. That's what I want to say. And I believe in recycling.
I'm so conservative, I believe that nothing should ever be done for the first time. That's what I heard someone say once.
My roommate's father says he's a major voice for pro-life on the West Coast Bible Belt, and he always says some people are so open-minded their brains spill out.
That's pretty good.
It gets really messy. That happened in the restaurant the other day, and like, man,
the Chinese restaurant. I ate it was special the next day.
So all of you listening to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast, do you have any listeners?
Yeah, actually, I think I have about one.
Do you have a stalker?
A day.
Oh, okay. But anyhow, you should all go check out Corey'sHat.com. It's Corey's Hat, not Corey's Hat.
But Corey's Hat will get you there. Corey'sHat.com will get you there, though.
Doesn't Corey's Hat also have a web podcast?
Yes, we have a podcast. It's called The Audio Collective. I am the co-host on The Audio Collective, the regular co-host.
Yeah, it was part of the inspiration for this.
My dad has a t-shirt for a podcast.
That's my podcast.
That's yours.
Yeah,
very cool.
Do you see my likeness? The one of the little circles is my
likeness.
You know,
it's funny. I don't think when my dad told me about the shirt that I said Corey. Oh, Corey! I think that my dad didn't know that I knew Corey.
There's also women's underwear with my face on it.
All right.
Yeah.
I know I got a pair.
Yeah.
That's
a bestseller,
isn't it? You know, I should have gotten that for my friend's bachelorette party, huh?
I don't know. I'm embarrassed. If I knew how to put it up with Dave's face on it, that'd be better.
It only comes in extra, extra, extra large.
They're used for stuffing water balloons.
Yeah, water balloons and watermelons and all kinds of stuff like that.
But anyhow.
Yeah, so we're just chilling out after a little bit of bocce ball.
You know,
doing our Memorial Day thing.
So
you want to say hello, Ben, to the Audio Collective Haven of Bliss podcast.
What's up?
Ben's a regular Corey's Hat reader.
Yes,
yeah. It's Corey'sHat. I mean, no, wait, no. Corey.
It's not Corey's Hat that comes from.
It's Corey'sHat. .com.
We've had enough plugging in the Corey's Hat for one day. But there's a lot of interesting stuff in there. I'd recommend
An eclectic blend of wonderful things.
Yeah.
That you can all
Yeah, Tracy is usually featured on this, but she's over there roasting some marshmallows at the moment.
Yes.
Which you might be doing if you're listening to this right now on Memorial Day. Yep.
Yeah, so...
Well...
Since it's Memorial Day, what are we remembering?
Do they have Memorial Day in Venezuela?
No.
I don't know.
Memorial Day was started to remember the people who fought in the Civil War.
Oh. People die everywhere, though.
In the Civil War?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a U.S. thing.
Yeah. What's your name?
Mel.
Oh, you're live on the Y Tuneless podcast, just so you know.
You're live? Really?
We're live at this moment.
Nuh-uh. What did you say about the Civil War?
our voices are being
recorded live.
Oh, okay, so it's not like being broadcast like right now.
We're not that technically.
No, you're gonna be podcast. We're being podcast.
Is it gonna be edited?
No.
Wow.
Edit free.
This is an educational experience.
So you have to talk slowly.
Uncensored live. Uncensored. So you better watch what you
watch
say.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
This is...
I think Chris and I are gonna do a duet or something. What do you think?
Do you have something special to sing first?
What are you gonna sing?
Let me think.
What's that one song with this duet on the radio?
That's so not descriptive.
the Dirty Dancing song. Had the time of my life.
We should have brought Karaoke Revolution.
Crap. Yeah, that'd been fun.
Go get it.
She didn't finish it.
Oh. All right, we're trying to get this live recording going on. It's not quite the Subway, but, you know, it's Jackson, Michigan.
I'm a Dirty Dancing fan.
So, you're talking about technology. So, I got a fun technology.
Oh, yeah?
2 days ago. The Fuchsia Razor with the Bluetooth earpiece. Because my old phone, you had to take a Sharpie and stab.
Hold on. Why do you need a Bluetooth razor?
Why Fuchsia?
Do you want to see it? It's like really hot.
It's not the kind of razor that you think. Because there's... It's R-A-Z-R.
R.
Oh.
When she said that at first, I was like, what?
I was like...
Oh, here, this is a Bluetooth razor.
Bluetooth razor, okay.
It's made by Motorola.
Okay, I thought we were talking about shaving legs.
It's kind of hard... Yeah, I don't think they have a Bluetooth leg shaver, or a Bluetooth leg razor, but I wouldn't mind one of those. My legs are crazy.
That'd be like an interesting genre of art, like strange things mixed, things that don't go together mixed. So it's like a cell phone that you shave your legs with.
Oh.
Or a...
I wouldn't want to answer call.
A toothbrush that doubles as a scanner.
Is that
what
a pink razor?
Scan your teeth. That would
you had a pink one.
Well, the fuchsia razor. With the matching.
No, that's not fuchsia. That's magenta.
You have the headset, too. Is that fuchsia also?
That's magenta.
Oh, this is magenta.
I have a razor also.
Sweet.
Mine's not as cool as yours.
Well, mine's only 2 days old.
So, like, if you had some yellow, that'd be great, because you have cyan on your shirt. Cyan. And then magenta.
Oh, you got one of them, like...
And if you had,
yeah.
If you had some yellow, then it'd be, like, the printer ink.
Through the magic of weight. Yep. Oh well. Motorola can't make any good phones. This is the only phone they've ever made that sold.
So they gotta find every accessory. I want a sliver, but T-Mobile doesn't offer that.
Oh really?
Because I want an iPod, and I want.
Oh, there's pictures of slivers all over Chicago. Like every single bus stop has one.
I don't want the slivers because I mean they're just the flat. I'm afraid. I put my phone in my pocket a lot, and I'm gonna hit some buttons. I don't want that.
I've had them since '99. Yeah. I've had a problem. Drew's had them too.
Does it work pretty good?
Yeah.
Is guacamole good, babe?
This is important because in...
It's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I like it.
In Chicago, you can't drive and be on the cell phone at the same time, so it's been a big seller there.
They're trying to implement that rule in Michigan, you know? Well, yeah. Detroit decided they'd wait a while because they could never enforce it, so...
Yeah. I thought it'd be easy. Here, everyone's got a Nextel. Chirp, chirp. How you doing at the tractor pull? I've been to a tractor pull in Manchester before, and they got an Excel. I think those are aimed for construction people, though. Have you been to a tractor pull before, Corey?
Yeah, I've been to a tractor pull before.
Yeah. Well, I learned something interesting about chickens this week. I wouldn't mind if you share a little bit about the story about eggs and chickens, because the most interesting thing I found out is... when a chicken lays an egg, it's like basically part of the menstruation cycle.
Yeah, it's just the chicken cycle.
Wow. I think I would eat more.
So, like, the chicken eggs that you you buy at the store are all unfertilized.
Yeah, the chicken, because there's no roosters in the, like, factory farms, you know?
Yeah.
But, like...
So you don't need a rooster to get
that. Yeah, in our case, though, at our farm, my mom was merciful upon the roosters for such a long time that there were actually, like, 13 chickens and, like, 9 roosters. And basically, it was just like, I mean, the ratio was a little bad. There was no feathers on the back of any of our chickens or of our hens.
My mom's teaching.
But the roosters were sure having a good time.
Yeah, we definitely had 9 alpha males at once.
Well, no, we had the 2 big tall ones that were the alpha males, and after they got the chickens into submissive position, the other guys just hopped on right after one after the other.
Yeah. But now they're KFC nuggets or something like that. What happened to the roosters?
Oh, we took them to the auction on Saturday morning, and they were sold.
Is it like the grungy county auction?
Well, I mean, if you're selling chickens, you don't want it to actually be all that clean because it's a lot of upkeep. So
yep, going once, going twice, I'm sold to that blonde-haired girl in the front row.
No, it's actually you got professional auctioneers.
That's why it's.
Yeah, they auction off all kinds of
things. That one right there. That's my girlfriend over there.
Oh,
right there.
Hi!
This is Tracy.
I think I've seen you in Wise Race too, then.
Oh, probably.
Yep. Yep, Tracy's from Chicago. She's usually on the podcast with me.
So jeez. MySpace is the thing, huh?
MySpace is the biggest
I'm
thing
I'm only
right
on
now.
There because my and Ben's...
You don't have to give excuses. Everybody maybe. Else's too.
Maybe I'm there, so I put an incriminating... slideshow. You should see it. Of all us...
I did see it, actually.
Of all us...
I'm not on MySpace, so I don't, like, have a...
All of us girls in high school in our banquets, like, Jamie Stanley when she was,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, you had, like...
And have you seen her now? She's all, like, Orlando cool clubber chick. And
maybe.
I have this little...
is she, like, on your friends list there or something? Yeah,
I have Jenny with her husband and Shelly, who looks beautiful. I mean, Michelle, my bad. And, I have Mia never responded.
Seems like everyone on MySpace has an excuse for being on there. Well, I'm just on there because of this other reason. No one wants to admit they actually like it.
Yeah, I like your premise about your sister,
Flat. Yeah.
Oh, you do? You read them? They're always so embarrassing.
So
like,
I teased Ashley
you.
About that when her dogs were at Walmart. I know you're one of the ones.
I mean, technically I went to school with your sister, but I don't think I was cool enough for her.
Oh, you don't know Stephanie? Well, she got married to someone off of MySpace and moved to Japan.
That's well, Lindsay Green was just in Japan. She just got back.
Oh,
spent the day with her yesterday and the day before and the day before.
Did she get married?
No. Her brother Joel got married to my best friend. He was my best friend. My best friend's wedding, in fact.
It used to be your best friend, or?
Well, I've known him for 25 years.
Oh.
I've known her for 7, but I'm the maid of
is
honor.
Is your best friend him or her?
Both.
Okay, did someone get confused besides me?
No,
so
it's you.
Joel got married to your best friend who's a guy.
No! That'd be my brother.
Okay. You got married to your brother.
No!
I'm confused.
I'm confused too. Who's the... Is there a girl there somewhere?
Sarah.
Okay, so there is a girl named Sarah.
She's
who's
been here.
Joel.
She's a nice Christian girl. She thinks that this neighborhood is funny. She makes fun of it because she says the stop signs are too short.
Oh, right.
She goes, oh, I know Ben's neighborhood, the one with the short stop signs.
Is that, like, how far the distance it is to the stop
she
sign?
She also knew him because I used to have fish named Benji and Brillo named after some brothers that we happen to know.
You mean they're too low to the ground, or, like, she doesn't like the fact they're on the corner? Oh, okay. You mean the Dukes of Hazzard style ones that pop up?
Well, it's not like they pop out of the ground. I mean, they're just short. They're regulation. They're okay.
All right. I didn't notice that they were short.
Anyways, they got married in a very nice ceremony.
All right. Was it a Jesuit?
No.
No?
He's Lutheran.
Right.
You know Lindsey Green, don't you?
So they're drinking at the aftermath?
Yeah, I don't think
they're drinking at the reception then, right?
Bridal party, open bar.
Sweet.
Only for the bridal party?
Yeah, but everybody else just asked the bridal party.
Lutheran churches should just get liquor licenses.
Hmm?
They should just give liquor licenses just to Lutheran churches.
Hey, what was your joke about Methodists in the liquor store? Do you remember that one? I can tell if you don't remember it.
You can tell it.
Are you sure?
You can tell it.
You don't want to be featured on...
I don't need to be featured.
You can be anonymous.
It's all good.
Okay.
I've made my peace with Methodists now.
okay, there is this religious denomination. I'm not going to call it Methodist, but say there's these two of this denomination who come together in a, or let's say, Methodists don't recognize
okay,
Lutheran.
So the Methodist.
Got him.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man. Come on, you look know. What are the two? It's like
now you got over that shy thing.
I know you're shy.
He was.
There's more people listening now in this group than
well,
in the Job Lady podcast.
I've never thought of him as shy. Maybe that's a better way of putting it.
Okay, Methodist liquor store, Ben, now, speak.
What's that?
Speak, Ben, of Methodist and liquor stores.
The original joke or anything, but,
so?
So someone doesn't recognize someone.
No, yeah, it's like the... Yeah, I don't even remember how it goes.
Okay.
I really don't, actually.
So, well,
that has something to do with, like, recognizing the sacraments, and then, like, Methodists don't recognize each other when they're at the liquor store.
Nah!
Like, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I get it, because I know them.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's not good friends with the Methodists now. He's a seminarian, and he goes to a Methodist seminary in Kentucky. What is that called? It's good friends with Spring Arbor.
Free Will Bible College?
There's an Asbury.
Asbury.
Oh, Asbury. Asbury. Yeah, I know Asbury.
Okay.
My friend David. You would love my friend David. You could probably run a church together. But, well, some days he wants to be a Catholic monk, but the other days he... So anyways, he's gone through phases. I think he was confirmed a Lutheran when he was a child, but his parents aren't Christian. And then he was Lutheran for a while, and then he was Methodist. And then he was Lutheran again. And then it was Methodist, and then they went to West something at Hope College. It was a seminary.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And then, yeah, Holland.
No, Holland, Michigan.
Holland.
West Coast, Michigan.
There's hope everywhere.
Well, Michigan.
Yeah.
And now he is, what is that country in Africa? Some African Episcopal church.
Oh,
but
like
not,
David Chambers is into that. Yeah, Episcopal Mission to America or something like that. It's like...
Algiers, Chad.
It's actually a church planning effort from.
No, not Egypt.
From
Ethiopia.
Ethiopian.
Yeah.
He's crazy though. He's a good friend of mine. So.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, and I think he's gonna marry a Catholic girl. So.
Oh really? Tracy has been to Africa. Haven't you, Tracy?
Yep.
All right. I just wanted to get her on there.
Tell us about that, Tracy. What part of Africa?
Nigeria.
Nice. Where's Nigeria at in Africa?
It's the west coast.
In the western bulge.
Close to the Sahara.
Yeah.
Lots of oil scandals there. You'd like it a lot, Corey.
Okay. they just need a Hugo Chavez.
They just had a big pipeline explosion. Because people hacking into the pipelines to get oil out of them. And somebody hit the wrong frequency and it exploded and killed 300 people instantly in a giant fireball.
Really oil in here, though?
I'm glad it didn't take a few minutes.
I know.
You know?
Some people burned to death horribly. They had bones of people on Fox News. I didn't know they could put pictures of that on the internet, but they had human bones that had burned up from it, and the police were just standing around looking at it.
Yeah,
that was all left. The skeleton was white, too.
No, I don't know if this is near there. I have a friend in the Peace Corps who's in Benin, Africa.
Yeah.
And did she get a close relationship with God? She went there pretty close.
Please save me.
She was always kind of like a stoic, you know? She was a Christian, but now she's all like, I love you, I pray for you. I can't wait, you know, all soft. It's really beautiful. It's a really cool thing, you know?
Yeah.
Take her out of comfort zone. Because she was always in Ann Arbor born and raised, if you know what I mean?
Oh,
her parents are wonderful. There's 10 of them. They live in this Frank Lloyd Wright house out, you know, west Ann Arbor, you know?
Ann Arbor is the home of the University of Michigan. My alma mater.
And many coffee shops in which
Wyatt's never been.
Corey, Wyatt, and Esther have actually seen each other many times.
All by coincidence.
Unplanned. Well, not counting.
Where you lived in Ann Arbor,
not counting the planned. Oh, 5 years. Not counting the planned times in Chelsea's.
Chelsea was a regular hangout at Zuzu's.
Why don't you go plug for Zuzu's?
I'll hold on to it. Yeah, I don't know.
There's nothing else to do.
I only go there like every day.
We're probably getting our own Panera.
I don't know.
I saw there was a Panera getting.
A Panera like 5 times.
Is there a Starbucks or just the to-go ones?
I think there's
going to.
Starbucks.
This is going to be a to-go Starbucks.
Where's
to-go Starbucks?
Bob Evans building.
It is.
It's going to be a to-go though.
It's just to-go.
Yeah, I think so. tall as
I am. I'm excited about
the
marathon.
Really?
I'll be so happy not to drive for like 35 minutes just to half an hour.
Yeah. Well, I figure it's better than hanging out in bars, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Getting shiny elbows. And better than hanging out in coffee houses than bars, I was trying to say.
I haven't tried all the kinds of beer yet.
What's wrong with bars?
Nothing.
Okay, there's a lot of kinds of beer. That's really hard to try every one.
I gotta get started more.
I could probably have a big old head start. I could just tell you what they're like first.
Even which one's the best?
One called Delirium Tremens from Belgium. Belgian white wheat beers are the best.
Yeah. I like Blue Moon, too.
Yeah,
there's another one.
Bell's Winter White.
I haven't had that one.
Hoegaarden, which is really good from Belgium. I actually had it in Belgium once.
Yay. Yeah.
I was 17. It was a beautiful thing. I was on a missions trip. That was the last year they did that,
when
though.
You were 17? Even better. Well, oh well.
On a mission.
Remember that? Between my junior and senior year, I went to Europe on a mission trip. We weren't friends yet. We had about 7 months to go yet.
Yeah, Belgium and Amsterdam.
Before that fateful time at the lunch table. Whoa, you believe the same things I believe.
Yeah.
And all the other little Baptists are going, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any jokes about Baptists?
What's that?
There's lots of jokes about Baptists, aren't there?
I always like the changing light bulb Baptist. Jokes about the denominations.
Oh. Yes.
My brother loves those too.
Yeah, demonization.
What?
Abominations. Denominations.
Is there something about grape juice or something?
I'm not laughing.
What's God's favorite beer, since we're on topic? Hebrew. Come on, laugh.
I don't get it.
On your own. Oh. Sorry,
I thought it was funny. Aaron Go Bra.
What's Aaron Go Bra mean?
Okay, Ireland forever.
Okay.
That Aaron is just Gaelic for Ireland or something like that.
Okay.
I had a Irish roommate last year. She was insane. Belfast.
Whew. I've been to Belfast.
Whew,
that's
crazy.
Where they built the Titanic, and that sunk too. They've been in war ever since. They have some really cool graffiti on the walls, you know, all about you killed my baby. Sounds just like a soap opera.
He'd have bruises.
Yeah. You ever watch a soap opera? It's all about who stole my baby.
I'd like to be nice to her. She's never done anything to me.
I think they should make a soap opera with all the midgets.
What about midgets?
They should just have a soap opera and everybody on the show is a midget.
The last time I was here was your reception.
No, has it been
that house?
That was 4 years ago almost.
Oh my gosh.
This fall anyway, so it'll be here.
The wedding years? I missed because it was only 15 minutes long and I was 15 minutes late.
That's what all weddings are like. They're only 15 minutes.
Desert weddings, aren't they? Like an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Those Catholic weddings are about an hour. I was just at one yesterday. Well, there wasn't any communion because it was an ecumenical marriage, so I don't know.
They gotta take communion and...
No, not at this one. It was
sacrament.
It was just a service.
A lot of like non-Catholic people do that too. I don't think it's really just Catholic, but all Catholics, I think. I thought all Catholics do that. I guess not.
Get what?
Take communion at their wedding.
No, because Joel's a Lutheran.
You do confession at your wedding?
No, but that would be sweet. You could be clear conscience.
In front of everyone.
Both Lutherans and Catholics do post communion. Can they just, instead of having the husband's side and the wife's side, just have the Lutheran and the Catholic
side? Well, it's interesting. At this point, his older brother...
Show their cards at the door for the communion.
His older brother got married to a Catholic girl and they still had communion. He just didn't take it, and I thought that was a little weird. So, because the parents, my mom left saying, don't you ever do that to me, so I wasn't planning on it. So even if I marry Catholic, I won't have communion there because I want my parents to be fully inclusive of everything involved in the ceremony.
Sure.
Oh, mosquitoes are coming out.
But that's a long ways away.
Long way.
People keep saying, when you're getting married, I'm like, there's a key ingredient you're forgetting here. I could have everything, but there's no boy, there's no wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I wouldn't mind marrying myself, it would be the perfect match, but just kidding.
I wish I could divorce myself.
Aww.
Oh, you're not so bad, Corey.
Well, no, I was just thinking,
we accept
you.
I mean,
well, maybe you can marry yourself, then you could divorce yourself. You know?
If this doesn't boost your ratings, why I don't know what
I don't
will.
Know. You should at least get the tax discount.
Well, no, that, this is the thing. And if I give my parents to pay for the honeymoon, I do it, you know?
Where are you going to go?
we want to go?
I'll tell you
I don't
where
know.
To go.
Let him ask his female counterpart. Self, what do you want to do?
Of course.
So, yeah, which one are you? Are you the, well, I guess you don't have to be female but anymore. Is that legal in Michigan?
Nope.
Can two men get married?
Nope.
No.
Maybe, I don't know if you can do it in Illinois or not.
Why did no, you say, aw?
Oh, yeah, that's ballot. Right. They were having it on the ballot.
Yeah, we said it was resoundingly no.
Oh. Oh, well.
Okay. No, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh well, so much for politics.
Esther, do you like Hugo Chavez?
Oh, no.
Who?
Do you like Hugo Chavez?
I only know about Cesar Chavez.
He's Catholic. You should like him.
Roman Catholic.
I don't like all the Catholics.
Roman Catholics, right.
Do you like every person who goes to your church?
Of course.
They're brothers in Christ.
Okay. No,
we
no,
all
no.
love each other.
Loving
That's the
is different than liking. I love y'all, but I don't always
How
like.
Can you love someone and not like them?
Oh. Have you ever seen... how to lose a guy in 10 days?
Benji, I love you, but right now, I don't like you.
She says Benji is the best part, because that makes me laugh.
Isn't Benji a dog?
No, it's
a sister. B-I-N-G-O.
Which one makes you laugh
the love
And Benji was his name, oh.
No,
I really liked the Game of Bullshit, though. That was amazing.
I
thought that makes me laugh the most.
What?
Yeah.
It's being recorded, alright?
We're on live at the Haven of Bliss podcast, in case you forgot. Right here. Uncensored.
In booming Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah, straight to the internet from Chicago.
Where we are so big, we will...
Jackson is a wonderful place. We have a Panera. We have more superstores here than anywhere else in the world.
Our mall has, in the same location, I'm not kidding, this has got to be a world record, a Gap and a Walmart in the same building.
They're hooked together. The Walmart
yeah,
is on the nice mall.
Two Walmarts that are attached to the mall. You can get into the mall. Toronto and Van Nuys.
Really?
Yeah. Two Walmarts at the same mall.
Is there underground?
Wait, but Toronto is Canada. Canada holds their story. It's a whole other breed of people.
Yes.
Walmart.
It's just they're yeah. crazy up there. That's all I'm saying.
There's I'd go crazy too if I had to stay inside all year.
Oh wow.
For the snow.
Yeah, Jackson's kind of like culture shock for us after being in Chicago all the time.
I could take
yeah,
that
but
one back off
like,
and
it's hot.
Well, Tracy likes the superstores.
Yeah,
because
yes,
yeah. they don't have superstores in
right
Chicago.
Yeah.
Because that's pegged up the nose for everything at Walgreens,
wood.
Probably, right?
Even that, like, should,
yeah,
big steak
Tracy loves Walgreens.
The
yeah, she said she'd buy stock in it.
But there's
could.
A lot of, see all the brush back
kinda
there?
Kind of hard to hear, I think she's
can,
a little
like,
bit far.
As much of that as we want.
But she's glad to be here. I think she's having fun.
I love
yeah, our fire's burning down. It's getting a little bit later in the night. We're just kind of enjoying the evening or time together with a bunch of old friends. Celebrating the Civil War where we killed brothers, but killed brothers, and all that other patriotic stuff.
In style wedding, get your arms ready.
Does anybody remember anybody from the Civil War? I learned something this week. Like,
another,
I figured out that, like, I figured out that, like, if you had 10, 20-year-olds in the same room, and, like,
stack them up.
If, well, every 20-year-old was born on the day another 20-year-old died. Another one of the 20-year-olds died. 120-year-olds would go back 2,000 years. That's like 100 people is not very many people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we use the subject of math to decipher that.
Yes.
Because 20 times 100 is 2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like Achan or something?
Which is
remember like Achan and his family?
About the time Jesus was born.
After they,
did I hear what I thought I heard?
Yeah. What did Achan do?
We're burning sinners.
He took the... stuff that was cursed.
From the AI thing?
From Jericho. The poor AI.
Oh, okay.
That's why they got...
Who is the AI guy?
AI.
Oh,
they
couldn't
defeated.
Get into AI because of Achan. Okay.
They
it's
went...
It's the A's that confuse
yeah.
me there.
What is AI?
It was...
Artificial
like,
intelligence. We're talking about the city of AI.
Do you believe in this singularity?
What?
Okay, we're talking about the city of AI.
The singularity? Where
A
the art
small
like
I, no period.
Okay, like, okay, because, like, the singularity is
this
like...
This guy looks really confused.
The singularity. Okay.
Human. Oh, the Big Bang, you mean?
No, well, human intelligence. Human,
who are you?
Human intelligence
Joel.
In learning and everything
no,
like that
I'm
has grown
I have many good friends
exponentially since history, right?
Okay.
Like, they got a slow start, but,
no,
like,
no,
it grows exponentially.
Sure.
quite
and
a
so
while,
like
so.
It grows like in percentages and stuff, but like so like ever faster. So, but you know, it's taking a slow time. But like, if machines can learn, once machines get like simple learning abilities and can learn, once machines do, like computers, you know, computers.
Yeah, like Terminator, right?
No, I'm still trying to understand how the singularity in computers are going to take over the world.
Well, they're not. Some
I'm gonna do it to Venezuela.
I have a friend who's going to free the penguins from the Toledo Zoo and take over the world.
Yeah. Starbucks is going to take over the world.
No.
I had a friend who was going to take over the world, and I was going to get France.
Sweet.
We won't rest until we get oil from every country and put a Starbucks in every corner of the world.
No, but once the machines can learn, once the machines can learn, they never sleep. And they go fast, you know, they go faster than humans.
Well, the world and universe is exponentially increasing, too.
Well, yeah, but
they have to. If one infinity is greater than the other infinity, you can have two infinities and one never catches the other.
Did you homeschool together?
Sure, but they'll go faster. They'll pass.
Which one persists?
They'll pass us.
Infinity faster.
But I mean,
well, actually, we know the end. Jesus comes back.
And then I went on to.
But does he hang out with the singularity? Is it will the singularity be Christian?
Well, there is no singularity. Everything in the universe will change. You see, there's a thing called entropy in the world, which means everything is decaying, and it's the result of the curse of man sinning in the Garden of Eden. And when Jesus comes, everything will be changed. There will be no more sun, and there will be no more earth, and there will be no more sea, and the city of God will have God inside of the city, and that will be the city of the Lord. And all the light and everything will come from that. So the whole idea of the sun, you know, keeping the earth in motion and everything gravitating doesn't apply because the whole nature of the universe will change, such that there is no more death, which would result in there could not be a singularity because that would mean that everything would die.
I think I heard that in the Bob Dylan song.
I told her a nice place, okay?
Yeah. Is Bob Dylan dead?
No, he's not. He's alive.
I don't know why you want to go for this. We stayed home and had champagne pizza.
Really?
It was awesome.
Oh.
Pinot Grigio. Oh, sorry.
So he still does concerts, huh?
I was supposed to call him.
Well, if she didn't want me to say, she should.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think that matters. I just haven't called them back.
Yeah. I should roast a
marshmallow. Oh, dude.
Will you roast me a marshmallow?
We don't cook very much.
Oh, don't. Oh, oh,
and there's no death inside the gates of Eden.
I have the hope of something
like that. Yeah. So that makes sense to you, what I said about how the whole nature of the world still changed? And the odds are that Jesus is going to come back pretty soon.
We have computers?
Maybe. Because, like, some people compare heaven and Jesus' return to the Garden of Eden, where all our needs will be easily met, and, you know, there'll be work still. And God has created computers, and I don't see why there couldn't be computers in the future. But I don't think that things like internet porn will be around.
I wanted to play basketball.
And I don't know how the internet's going to survive without internet porn, because that's really what drives it.
We have to come here, go to your house?
No.
Stay there?
I think so.
A lot of it seems like people run out of options, you know?
Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way, because human nature drives it. It's never satisfied. It always needs more. The more human nature is satisfied, the more it needs more to be perverted. That's why you have really things like chickens fighting each other.
I don't drink beer.
Just kidding.
Well, hi, Sue.
I don't know.
I'm a margarita girl.
So after Christ comes, does
perversion increase exponentially?
I don't know what
that is. Yeah, probably.
So will there be a singularity?
Well, they say, like, you know, the more you satisfy your sinful nature, the harder it is to please.
Okay.
So that you become totally perverse, that it can destroy you. There's a point it either consumes you or you're destroyed. So I would say that Jesus comes back, it says that...
What?
Things will be made perfect, that sinful thing will be put away
well,
from
would,
us.
Well, could there also be a point where it just takes too much effort and you give up?
Well, that's the laziness part of our human nature that becomes it. Oh, Tracy has my marshmallow on fire. Bye. Yeah, nice meeting you again.
Nice to see you.
Take care, Corey.
Yeah, fun.
Either Miller Lite or...
But see, Miller Lights, would you drink like when you go to the Tigers Keystone. Game and you're like so ill because you ate a cheesy Coney dog and a beer and you're in the sun for 5 hours.
Or you get in special winning. For a quarter for a whole cup, you know, at the bar and you're out for dinner. It's like only $1
no,
for
no,
a beer.
No, I always go for
why
a
spend
$6 one?
Bucks for,
why?
You know,
not a connoisseur.
Well, that way then you enjoy
I
the
like
other
Bud
ones.
Slides.
I don't drink
it's
to get
contrast.
Drunk, therefore I don't care if it's cheaper. I just want the one I like.
Well, neither do I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we need to go to Applebee's.
dude.
Yeah, because
are we gonna go
now
Applebee's
for Walmart's
refreshment?
We'll go to a real West Jackson
Side.
Bar, like
Amethyst
West Point
Night?
Lounge.
You remember her?
Yeah.
I've been eating.
What's that?
I've been waiting to go watch.
Oh, right.
She's wearing a nice dress.
Yeah, we can go a little bit later.
She's lumming. Surprise, surprise, huh? They used to date.
We'll stay here.
I mean, I've had my share.
Yeah,
then
not
legal.
I heard that Bud Light in a can is good around a campfire when you're cold.
Did I told you Anne is marrying Steve, right?
Yeah.
July 1st.
I haven't seen Steve in a long time.
She sang for the wedding yesterday. He's such a nice boy.
Oh.
He bought her a nice little house.
Corey had a big interest in Anne for a while.
No, I thought it was your other friend.
What?
The other guy.
No, it was
with
Corey.
The dark hair.
Corey liked Anne for a while.
Well, they're both narcoleptic. You gotta feel that thing. Come on. Oh, she's really controlled hers a lot, though.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was that other guy. What was his name? I've only met him a couple times. He had really dark hair. I met him at Zuzu's once.
Is it a friend of mine?
At least he was a friend of Corey's. There were like three guys. I think.
That's for sure.
Maybe. I can't remember.
That's
it was a long time ago.
A few more people has joined our party.
Huh?
It would have been a high school friend. It was a Jackson High guy.
Jackson High guy?
I don't know.
Like a Ryan or no?
Ben, you want
Brian.
To
No. Brian.
Oh, well.
Is there a Jared?
How we doing?
I don't know. There's lots of people in Jackson High.
Yeah.
I can't remember who went to Jackson High, who went to JCC, and who went to Spring Arbor.
Yeah.
They're all just, like, faces that I recognize.
No, all people. It's okay.
Yeah.
Now, Corey, I hear from my dad that you like to talk.
He does like to talk. That's why he's very good in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I go, ask your dad about weird things. One of the things I was asking your dad about was, like, infrared light. Because your
dad's cool like that. Yeah,
your dad's an engineer. And I was asking if there was, like, infrared imaging. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's really cool? Is that, like, we're, like, all nice conservative Christians, but then my dad has his DJ set up, so I'm like, hey, Dad, play the Tootsie Roll. And he's like, okay. But he doesn't really know what that is.
Well, the problem with engineers, if you ask them how something works, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm an engineer, so I can tell that's true.
So, like, yeah, I went and talked to your dad about something, and it actually came out the other day, the thing I was asking about.
Yeah.
But it costs a lot of money from NASA, and...
Oh, here comes Tracy with the marshmallow.
Friend
Thank
the
you,
mall.
My dear. Oh, you're wonderful.
Your
well, false color infrared imaging is what I was asking about.
What did you learn about that?
I came up with it in my head, and then...
marshmallow.
I came up with it in my head, and then, like, I was looking around
hello.
To see if it existed, and...
Hello, Tracy.
That's good.
I think we're getting towards the end, and I think we need to wrap it up. I'm going to go record the campfire for a second. You want to record the campfire for a second? You want to record the campfire for a second? Just hold it over there for a second.
Just put it in the MS viewer there.
Yeah, like, well, you digitally record stuff, and then you, like, put it on the internet for people to download that.
It's getting hot.
Or listen to on the internet or something. Yeah. Oh, it's a fire. Ooh. We should not talk so that they
You can
can
say hello if you want to.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Katie.
I am the fire.
Welcome to the Game of Bliss
podcast. Okay, it's done.
All right,
I am fire.
You want to wrap it up?
Thank you for joining us at Haven of Bliss podcast, www.havenofbliss.com. This is Wyatt minus Tracy and Corey.
Well, that's Tracy was just talking. All right, see you next time.